All right. So, mentoring for fun and profit. So, this presentation, oh, by the way, hi, I'm Leslie Hawthorne. I work at Google. I run Summer of Code, and I'm really happy all of you are here today. Basically, this presentation is a whole bunch of pithy sayings to help you, if you're trying to mentor in your free software community, just have some watchwords available to you in your repertoire, either for you as a personal mentor or messages to bring back to your community about how to do effective mentoring. So, first of all, why mentor at all? You would be shocked at the number of people or communities that will sit there and tell you that they have no need whatsoever to mentor. Everyone is just going to figure it out on their own. After all, they did. And there is something to be said for the fact that it is difficult sometimes when you've worked really, really hard to achieve something, and you've worked really, really hard to gain a certain set of knowledge, and you have gone through the difficulties of having people tell you to read the friendly manual, and then you spent 30 minutes digging around through the non-friendly manual to discover that your problem is not actually documented, for example. Sometimes it's hard to feel like you really want to share, right? Like, your road wasn't easy. Making the path smoother for someone else seems like a lot of energy that you wasn't expended on you. Why would you want to expend that energy yourself? I will just point out that hazing is not productive. Just because you had to go through an unpleasant experience doesn't mean that you want that to be someone else's experience. And frankly, there are a lot of really important reasons to mentor, like bus factor. How many folks in this room are familiar with the term bus factor? Would anyone like to define? Christine, would you please define bus factor? Excellent. So generally speaking, mentoring is really important because the more people that are in your project who know how to get stuff done, like the stuff that you know how to get done, the less we need to worry that you're going to get hit by a bus. But realistically speaking, you're probably not going to get hit by a bus, but you might want to do things like take a vacation. You may begin a new relationship. You may have a new family. You may blah, blah, blah. You may get a new job, lose a job, et cetera, et cetera. When those massive life changes come up for people, the larger your community is to share the load, the better off your community is in terms of its functioning, and you're only going to get there if there are enough people to help. And as we already saw from Deb's speech, there just aren't enough people to help. Nobody raised their hand and said, I am overwhelmed with volunteers, I would like to give some to you. All right, burnout. This is one of my favorite slides. How many people here are a part of an active free software project and they feel like fairly often they are the only one getting stuff done? Okay. Let me guess, you guys are really passionate about and love your projects, right? How exhausted are you? Sheesh, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, in all seriousness, right? Like, if you passionately believe in something and you are working really, really hard to drive it, eventually, no matter how much you love it, you're just going to get to the point where you're like, if I have to triage one more bug, I am going to hurt someone. Someone I really care about, right? So the whole idea behind mentoring is, yes, it is a lot of work to get new people up to speed, but avoid burnout later by getting more people to help you now. Mentoring also makes you feel good, like this happy little girl running along on the beach with sunshine. No, seriously. Taking the time to teach people and actually helping them to have that kind of aha moment where they come to the sudden realization that they too are capable and that they too are going to be able to contribute to the project and community is just a good and beautiful thing. So it's not just about, hey, I can like find somebody else to do my work. It's also, it makes me feel good as a person to share this knowledge, right? We all got into this hopefully because we wanted to share things and modify things and study things, but sharing is good. So, first and foremost, know your community. Who is in your community? What are they good at? Why are they there? And it's very important to actually, you know, take a moment to be introspective and think about what are the values of your community? What are the common articulated goals that you can all come together and agree on? Everyone has their own itch that they want to scratch, but when you're actually trying to bring in new contributors, or help people get up to speed, it's very helpful to them to say, we want to accomplish these things. And as part of accomplishing these things, this is our process for doing so. If you actually take that kind of kumbaya moment up front together and actually think things through, you'll actually find that you do a much better job targeting and attracting the kind of new contributors that you want, the right people to actually contribute to your project. Somebody who randomly comes along and would really, really like to rewrite Subversion in PHP is really not going to help the Subversion project. Yes, it has happened. I am not kidding. Huh?
Sorry, I was trolling.
Oh, troll! Troll on. Check your tone. So, I feel so much better. So check your tone. So you may think that you are a very welcoming, smiling, awesome set of people, and everyone else thinks that you are the grumpy, scary man who looks like Dracula is, you know, on steroids. So think about the way you're articulating yourself, and this is really hard for people. I know it's really hard for me. I think that I'm funny, and sometimes I'm just being a total jerk, and it is really, really helpful for people to let me know when I've crossed the line or in some other way, like what I thought was funny didn't come across correctly. And going through that process with yourself and really examining the way you're communicating is an incredibly important part of the mentoring process, because you may not realize when you go, no, you're doing it wrong, give me the keyboard, I'll do it. You know, you may not realize that that's, you know, actually an incredibly disempowering move for someone who's new, where for you it was just, I'm impatient and I want them to succeed more quickly, right? So just something worth keeping in the forefront of your mind. There are ways to welcome new people. This is not okay. No tourists allowed. Thank you for your collaboration. So you just want to submit a bug? I'm not going to take your bug report because you didn't format it properly and you didn't specify this information. I'm just going to mark it closed because you didn't bother to fill it out according to our bug report template. I have no use for you. This is not a way to get people involved. You are not taking the time to actually help somebody be productive in your community, right? Actually take the time to help someone understand how to be a productive member of your project, and you will actually find that they come back and do more for you. Ask for help. We all have our blind spots. If you know that you have them, and guess what? We all do. Ask people you trust to tell you what they are. You are never going to do everything perfectly, and one of the most important people that you can ask for this help from are the people that you are trying to teach. You're consistently giving them feedback. You are consistently telling them ways to progress. There is nothing more important than sitting back yourself and saying, how can I be more helpful to you? How can I help you accomplish more? I need you to tell me what I am doing wrong, because if you tell me everything is fine, then I really know that I'm doing something wrong. I just don't know what it is. Shameless plug, if you're looking for new contributors, there's this Google thing. You can find people in there. The DreamWith Project, Denise just left, of course, so I can't let go. DreamWith Project, 75% women, brand new project for Summer of Code, but anyway, there you go, shameless plug. Other ways to find new contributors, cultivate creativity. I think a lot of people, because we are talking about free software, are so exclusively focused on getting code written that they lose sight of a grander vision, which is that there are many different ways to contribute to a free software project, and not all of them are just code. Selena's going to be talking about that a little bit more this afternoon, but it is worth having a dialogue in your community and really thinking through the idea that everything is a contribution. Even if someone takes the time to file a bug report and say, your project sucks, because every time I try and launch the application, it crashes, that's a contribution, right? That's knowledge you didn't have. If someone actually takes the time to go through your documentation and improve it, yeah, the developers are never going to read it. They don't need the documentation. But that's still a contribution, and it's still important. And we should recognize the value of all contributions as contributions, because they help to make our free software projects better. They help allow more people to use our free software projects. They help more people be able to come in and develop for our free software projects. Know yourself. If you're going to get into mentoring and, you know, you personally think that this is exciting, know what you are bad at, right? I talk really fast and I'm loud. I don't try and mentor people who can't stand loud people and who need you to talk slowly, because it will not work. I go find someone who actually has those skills and capabilities. And there is nothing wrong with knowing your faults and being able to work around them, because we all need to do it. Do not get caught up in perfectionism. How many folks here have seen hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours wasted while people talk about what the correct solution is to a problem when someone could have just implemented every single solution suggested in that time? Yay! Okay, we're not all trying to come out the same delicious bottle of beer at the end off the assembly line, right? The important thing is, as people are working through problems and they're trying to figure out how to come up with solutions, if you notice them going down the wrong track, but the exploration is valuable, don't stop them. Don't reject a patch out of hand or a suggestion out of hand because it doesn't meet a sense of your only your way is the right way to do it. Right? There are many different ways to solve a problem. And again, if you're teaching someone, they're not going to necessarily do it the right way, the perfect way. They're not going to do it your way. And that's okay, because if you had time to do everything, you wouldn't need to teach anybody. But have patience. It's kind of important. Baby steps. It's a cute little picture of a baby, so I totally included it. Have great expectations. And this is not the terrible Dickens novel. It is incredibly important to come into the situation with the knowledge, the absolute knowledge, that the person that you're teaching is going to be successful. They may not be successful in closing that bug. They may not be successful in writing a brand new user guide. They may not be successful in whatever it is that is the original goal. And how many of you have ever put together a project plan and actually executed to that plan perfectly and gotten everything that you started out with from square one accomplished? I see zero hands up in this room. Great. But you came into it with the expectation and the knowledge that you are going to get something done. And I'm sure that many of us have been in situations where we've been taught by someone, and if they were sitting there sort of monotonously saying, well, if you try, you might be able to do blah, 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 blah. Now, how convincing was that? How much confidence did you feel in your own abilities versus, we are going to go out, we are going to get stuff done, we are going to get these things accomplished, and you know, if we don't get it all done in the end, it'll be okay because we got a lot of good stuff done. Yes, exactly. See, one is much more appealing than the other. We need to communicate. I know that this is kind of a duh. Like I said, there's a lot of maxims in this, but you would be shocked the number of people who do not actually take the time to say things to other folks in their community, including people that they're trying to mentor. How are you doing? Are you doing okay? What can I help you to do to be successful? I mentioned that earlier, but actually take the time to do that. You would be absolutely shocked to find out, say, somebody that you're mentoring who you haven't heard from a couple of days is completely and totally stuck on a very easy problem, but they feel like they should be able to figure it out on their own, so they've just wasted 2 days, become completely frustrated, and because they didn't want to ask you for help because they didn't want to look stupid. So take the time to check in. Share your mistakes. There are precisely 2 mistakes in this sign. Can we spot the mistakes? This is from Disney, by the way. They're supposed to be perfect. Hee hee. Thank you. The it's and the breathe. It is really, really important to be willing to share your mistakes and your foibles with people that you're mentoring because it helps them to realize that you are nuanced too. I can't count the number of times, particularly working with students in the Google Summer of Code community, where they're like, I can't post my patch to this mailing list because insert name of free software god here is on this list. And she is going to see that I am an idiot and that I do not know what I'm doing. You know what? And the quickest way to circumvent that intimidation and that fear, that oh no, I can't do it, is to say, hey, so here's some code that was ripped out in version 2 and we're now on version 37. Yeah, you notice the commit message? Yeah, that was me. You see that? That was pretty terrible, right? And then suddenly, oh my gosh, it becomes very clear that everything is a learning process for everyone, right? Not just your newbie. And potentially putting your mistakes on a sign, not so good. Give guidance, don't give orders. Recognition equals retention. There's an entire panel this afternoon with Aaron and Denise and Chris, and I know I just left out Hannah, there we go, who will be talking about recruiting and retention of women in free software projects, but that's valuable information for everyone. But I think it's really, really important to realize that taking the time to recognize someone's accomplishments, taking the time to recognize that they showed up is valuable in keeping them invested in your project. Recognition equals delegation. Eventually, you need to hand over the keys to the kingdom. Somebody may not do things quite the way you want them to. People may not quite accomplish things the way that you would accomplish them. But eventually, you need to realize that that's okay. Hand over the keys, get going, great things will be accomplished. Finally, know yourself again. It's really, really, really important to realize that maybe mentoring isn't for you. It's really, really important to recognize when your community doesn't need new contributors. Some people get really, really excited about the idea of bringing in new people without actually taking the time to work through some of the issues in their community that need to be addressed first. So it's okay. It is okay not to do more outreach until you are ready. Being ready to do outreach is a process, and I would be happy to talk to people about how to best get that done too. Here are some resources. The Google Summer of Code Mentoring Guide was written by, among other folks, Selena Deckelman in this room. We got together and we tried to put together a document that would help explain to people how to do effective mentoring for the Google Summer of Code program. The fact of the matter is that I wanted, when we called these folks together, for this to be a living document.